KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday. The city of Oshkosh considers requiring massage and bodywork therapists operating in the municipality to be licensed. The proposal received its first reading with no comment or discussion from the council during this week's Common Council meeting. The ordinance would amend the city's municipal code to require massage and bodywork therapy businesses to be licensed according to Wisconsin law. In his memo to the council, Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith said in past investigations, the city has found massage businesses engaging in suspected human trafficking, prostitution, labor trafficking, and license violations. The Common Council will vote on the ordinance at its next meeting, June 24th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwalbe.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
But they can bring me the pizza.
Oh, here we go. We are back. Hey, welcome again. We are outside right now with Danny Bain, Green Bay Papa Murphy, Father's Day demo for pizza. And I'll tell you what, Jim, I've talked about this before. I'm going to build a wood-burning pizza oven in my yard.
Yeah.
Okay. And Danny, this tastes like what I would assume my wood-burning pizza is going to taste like.
Just like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Papa Murphy's makes great pizza, and I've been going to your place but it's cooked in the oven. You cook this on the grill.
Yeah, this one on the grill.
Yep. Is this new?
We've been trying to get people to grill, cook pizza on the grill, not just.
What a great idea!
It is.
Yeah.
Nikki's actually doing the work.
He's just taking credit.
Nikki, come on over here. You're running around doing all the work. He's just here to be a big time guy.
Taking the credit.
These are so good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Oh, man, are we enjoying them.
Absolutely. They're tasty, fresh made this morning by yours truly. And we're glad to be out here today. It's a beautiful day in Green Bay.
What's the secret of getting this crust so good?
Actually, we go in every day early morning. We make it fresh. Oh, yep. Yeah.
So but then with the grilling part, give us some secrets on grilling it so you don't burn it or so it's not, too raw.
Sure. I like to proof my crust. So a lot of times you're going to leave your pizza in the refrigerator to keep your toppings all nice and fresh. Mm-hmm. But you're going to want to pull that out and let it actually come to room temperature for about an hour. And then you're going to want to put it into the oven or onto the grill.
It has a different flavor.
That smoking
doesn't it, Jim?
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've never had smoked pizza. And I love your pizza.
Excellent. The charcoal really does make a big difference. I've heard people are getting more creative with their smokers.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a little old-fashioned. I like to sit out in my lawn chair, enjoy a drink, and grill out.
But you put I have a gas grill, but you put those wood chips in there. That gives it that smoke flavor.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to try that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For Father's Day, I still like to grill, but the kids can buy the pizza.
Yes, and it's a great recommendation for babysitters. If you and the wife maybe want to go out and have a more special dinner, you can get pizza and have those kids all happy at home as well.
Yeah, and the freshest pizza too.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are all about fresh.
This is, I'm not joking about this. This is delicious.
Delicious.
This is really, really good, and it's unique. It's pizza like I've never tasted pizza before being grilled.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you guys use any special type of charcoal or anything?
No, she just bought some right from
really?
Yes. Yeah. I like to stay away from the briquettes. They don't burn as fast.
Okay.
So I like to get that hardwood clump stuff. But, like you were saying, there's
plenty
of different
flavors.
Don't just
count the wood chips on the gas grills.
Yeah.
Could you do this? Okay, you were talking about camping and different things. Could you do this over a wood fire?
Yeah,
with the tripod, absolutely.
Okay.
So we have a pizza stone that's on the grill. So if you do that, it just helps disperse the heat a little bit. You just don't want direct heat onto the pizza.
Got it, so it doesn't burn?
Correct. You want to do it on indirect heat? To just do it lower and slower. Yeah.
So this is good for any, how many different pizzas do you have? Like a million?
Oh, absolutely.
We have tons of signature pizzas,
and then you can create your own. We have multiple different sauces. We have a couple different varieties here this morning.
Let me just say something. I've never been a fan of vegetable pizza.
Oh.
You guys put a vegetable pizza on there. I just had it. Tastes completely different than any vegetable pizza I've ever had before.
That's one of our gourmet delights. and it's very popular among our guests.
Wow.
So guilt-free John, pizza eating is what we try to go for.
I know, right?
Get the veggies in. Yeah.
Yeah, get the veggies
in. My gosh. Yeah. This is so good. And I'm not just saying that. I've never tasted pizza with that kind of a flavor before.
Yeah. And Danny, I think a lot of us, while people listening, they listen, you know, here, Manitowoc, Appleton, Oshkosh. Where are your locations? You guys are, you're big time.
Oh, we have just a location in Manitowoc, one there, and then five in the Green Bay area. So one in Howard, two in Green Bay, and then two in De Pere. And then we have five in the Appleton area as well. There's also a location
it's
in Oshkosh.
It's got like 14, 15 locations. That's awesome. That's,
yeah. Got to keep Nikki busy.
Who came up with that? Oh, yeah, Officer Craig. Officer Craig, we need somebody to get Officer. Look at that. He's fading away to nothing. Yeah, right. Bring him some pizza for crying out loud. Yeah. Look at that poor guy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're looking good, Craig.
Trouble. Yeah, Craig. Have a little something. Have some nourishment if you're going to patrol our streets. My goodness. Are the cops pretty good clients of yours?
Oh, the cops are good pizza guys.
Great pizza guys. Officer Craig, how are you, sir? Officer Craig, have you ever had a grilled pizza before?
I have not.
You're going to love this.
I can't wait. This is fantastic.
This is unbelievable.
Peel it out of his hand or what?
Go step inside.
Don't try taking it from Jim. You do not want to try to take it away from Jim's hands. No.
I won't take it out of his hands.
This is good stuff.
Oh, man.
This is great. I mean, this is
Is pizza on the diet of police officers?
Absolutely. Okay. Of course. Donuts, pizza and donuts.
Pizza, that's right. So this is Papa Murphy's, where you know, they have great fresh pizzas. You can get anything you want. But so do I, right? They're just great. Bring that home and throw it in the oven. But throw it on the grill. I'm going to do that this weekend with wood chips because I have a gas grill.
That sounds fantastic.
That's what she said. It can work. I'm going to give this a whirl. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't even just smell good?
Lunch pizza.
Did bacon and Canadian bacon on that one. Just like
Back bacon on there.
Yep.
Oh, I'm basically Canadian, so I can call it back bacon.
That is awesome.
What do you think, Officer Craig?
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nikki, tell us a little bit about how long you have to cook it to make it like that.
I would say roughly around 15 minutes.
Okay.
If you like it crispier, you know, you're going to want to leave it on there. Some people like their pizzas a little more doughy, so low and slow is the way to go with that.
Okay.
We do have multiple crusts, so we have original crust, thin crust, and we have a gluten-free option that we did bring today for everyone to try.
We're eating gluten-free. Can you believe that? That's what we're eating.
Yeah, yes.
It's good for you. See, John,
and
you can do
this. And it's very
healthy. Why does he always look at me when he talks about stuff like that?
I was looking at your gut.
Oh my God.
No, this is great.
Wow. So tell me a little bit how you came up with this. Give us a background on Papa Murphy's. It's been such a staple in the community.
Yeah. Yeah. The brand is about 30 years old, but it started out west, and there's been some stores that are 20, 25 years old around here.
Wow.
But we've been around in the community. We do a lot of fundraising in the community and try.
I know you do.
And definitely try to, just get to know our people, get to know our guests, and bring
it. And it's not an easy gig because there's pizza. Everybody has their own type of pizza they can do, and you guys have found a way to make a niche that is just truly successful.
Yeah, definitely try to make it easy. Don't have to go out and have an expensive meal or chase the kids around and keep them corralled at home. And
wow.
Yeah.
Just however, people say that once in a while. There's a lot of pizza places, but pizza is the number one food that people want. Hands down over sub sandwiches, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, it's pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a market there, too. You just, sure. Like Johnny just said, you kind of carved out a really cool niche that you make it as fresh as can be and take it home and boom.
Yeah.
Don't have good crust, we've talked about this, have good pizza.
Yeah.
You can put any topping in the world on top of it. Doesn't matter.
Yep. Cheese is cheese.
Cheese is cheese.
But even when before we put it in the oven, room temperature is what we, or is that just for the grill?
Just because ours is fresh dough. That's why she's talking to proof the crust up to room temperature.
Okay.
So that'll help it crisp up when you put it in the oven.
Okay.
And then what's the other thing, the cinnamon roll thing you got coming on?
Yep. So we actually have that on the grill right now. That is a dessert option that we offer. I like to switch it up a little bit for breakfast. I like to have it with my coffee. It's kind of a sweet and savory. But I also know the kids love it late at night. I mean, it's a great, simple treat.
So it's not done yet. That's on the grill right now, right?
No.
Tell Officer Craig to leave it alone then.
Absolutely.
Tell him to wait.
Just a few more minutes, please.
He's getting a call. He's got to run to something. So speed it up.
He's like, oh, they can wait.
I'll be there soon. I'll be there when I get there. Officer Craig, thanks for coming by, buddy. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about if somebody buys, this is great, and I still think camping-wise, this would be great when you got the you got the little fire going out there in the campground or whatever. Tell me how somebody can do this. You need one of the tripod type things, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then that's going to have a grate over your fire.
Right.
And you're going to want to let your flames get down real low because you're going to want to use those hot coals just like if you were cooking anything else.
That's really what I was going to ask. More over the coals than the flames.
Correct.
Okay.
You can order ahead. You can call. You can come in store or you can do the online options. We have a lot of deals available and discounts available. A lot of people like to get them on Friday and then they're going to wrap them up and take them up north for the weekend.
Do they come frozen when they buy them from you guys?
Absolutely not.
So they're never frozen.
No, so the freshest no freezers. Pizza in
that's the difference, isn't it?
That's a curse word around.
That's the difference. Okay. 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 It's fresh. Like, you know, you always wonder what separates one thing from another thing. That's one of the things that separates yours. And so that dough is always fresh.
There's really no difference between a frozen pizza and your pizza. I mean, it's just your pizza is so much better because the frozen has, I like it.
Wait, back up. You just said there's no difference between a frozen pizza and their pizza. I think you had that wrong. You had
big difference.
Totally
big
wrong.
Difference.
Huge difference.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
Big difference.
Night and day is what you're trying to say.
Are your taste buds working this morning?
They are. That was good.
Sleeping still.
Yeah, I am. No, that's a big difference is what I'm saying.
But here's the deal, though, too. When you cook something like this, I'm a crust guy. You know, you got to have and I like the thinner crust more than the thicker crust, okay? Yep. Do you scorch it a little bit? Do you check the crust to know when it's really done with something like this when you're cooking it over a grill like this or over a campfire?
Yes.
And the thin crust will definitely cook a lot faster.
Right.
Yep. But always keep it on rotating it too on the grill. Obviously, you can get some of those hot spots.
Right.
Keeping rotating the crust and checking the crust often. I mean, peel it up a little bit. Obviously, we have the white tray that keeps it very easy to cook to give a little barrier. But
tell a little bit more about that stone you were talking about.
Yeah, so you can see Nikki has a stone. So it just helps move the heat around so you don't get those hot spots. But having a pizza stone, they're very cheap at the store. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, so then you can put the pizza right on, and we have the white tray that we use, so you can see that gets a little brown on the bottom.
So you don't put the pizza actually on the actual grates?
We do, not on the grates.
That's what I mean,
on the stone, yep.
Got it, okay. Yep.
But definitely helps with grilling, for sure, to keep the the crust from getting, you know.
And those stones aren't that expensive, like you said.
No, very cheap.
I mean, yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, and on the campfire, too, put the stone on the grate, same thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Jim, I'm shocked that you don't know that stones, this isn't, one of your, in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I use the grill. I'll use it in the winter too. It's right out on the deck.
But you make your own pizzas.
I do.
Great.
Ooh, I do. Because I like them.
Oh, he's big time in this.
Yeah.
I do like pizza. This is really, really, I'm telling you, I've never had. Is it called smoked pizza or just pizza on the grill?
No, pizza on the grill.
Just pizza on the grill.
Pizza on the grill.
All right. It's great. Love it. And what did you just make? What is on
That's going to be our cinnamon wheel. It's going to be our dessert option.
Okay.
It has a delicious
cinnamon
granola-y crispy cream cheesy deliciousness.
That doesn't sound good at all. When is it going to be ready? I just heard Officer Craig put on his brakes. He's coming back with a siren on.
Like you said, with coffee, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right. Wow.
How many varieties of pizza does Papa Murphy's have? And I know I kind of said a gazillion, but I mean, you could get custom, right?
Yes, so you can create your own on Tuesdays. That's going to be our special. You can create your own up to 5 toppings, or we have our signature pizzas or any of our gourmet delight pizzas available. And you can come in and meet with somebody like my wonderful self, and I would love to take your order and make your pizza for you.
What's your background on this, Nikki? How'd you get so good at this?
I honestly...
Just give credit to the boss. He's standing right here.
No,
I mean, come
no,
on.
It's no. a...
Honestly, I'd have to give credit to my kids.
Yeah,
my kids actually worked for Papa Murphy's before me. They started when they were 14, and I used to stop and visit them just to get pizza and to get that employee discount that they had. And it was great.
Boy, she's very honest.
Yeah. I met the boss and the owners, and we kind of hit it off right away, personality and work-wise. And I just kind of dug right in. I learned about pizza dough, and I learned about yeast and all the baking kind of metrics, and I just ran with it since then.
Danny, how is it the employee base? Find a good employee.
Yeah,
that's always the challenge, right?
We're very lucky to have awesome people that work with us.
That's the key.
We've had managers that have worked with us for 15, 16 years.
Oh, man,
we have new people that are, you got to have new high school kids that they graduate eventually, but yeah, we have a good mix of veterans and, new kids that
That's awesome.
It's their first job or their junior, senior in high school, and get to make some money.
I don't want to gloss over it. You do a lot of charity work for the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, your name's on a lot of things. You're helping high schools, booster clubs, all that kind of stuff.
And with that, we're going to sit our quick break. Oh. We're going to be moving inside. We're going to be back with more with Papa Murphy's. Folks, we can't say enough good things about how delicious this is. Back, Mind on the Mayor, right after this.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 6/30/2025.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
So I chose this
song. Todd never plays a song without a meaning.
I chose this song because you guys made the dessert, the cinnamon
That's
dessert.
That's what I thought. So I was, you know, if you would have given me a multiple, I would have guessed that.
It's, would you have?
I would have. Because I said that really smells good. That is cinnamon. You can smell it outside.
Get real close to those mics, guys. Okay. Yeah, pull on up. Papa Murphy's this morning, man. Danny?
Nikki, so you guys going to be, what, a weekly presence on this show?
Yeah. How hungry are you guys every Friday?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like running around, and every time I ran past out there, I grabbed another piece.
It reminded me of 4th of July pulling into my aunt's camp, as we call it up in the UP, and they'd have, you know, the fire going out there.
The tripod
and
thing, right?
And stuff, and that was, because that, I still think smells conjure up memories better than anything. And the smell of you guys roasting that pizza out there brought me back to those memories. Just that smell is awesome with that crust, isn't it, though?
Yep. There's just nothing quite like it.
No. Yeah,
I mean, brats on the grill and hamburgers and celery. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother smell. But, yeah, pizza on the grill is just a...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Danny, tell us what locations you're involved with.
Yeah. So we
Danny Bain, by the way.
Yep.
The Howard location, 2 in Green Bay on Main Street and Mason Street, and then both the locations in De Pere, and then locations in the 5 in Appleton.
Tell them where you are in De Pere.
In De Pere, at East De Pere and West De Pere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, with you guys, though, too, people,
when they buy your pizza, they take it home and they cook it any way they want.
Yep.
Okay. And we've all been to pizza places where it's like, ah, that crust wasn't done well enough, or that crust was too well done. And the, you know what?
That's the best part about doing it.
Absolutely. Do it exactly how you want to do it.
Yep. Yeah, I would just recommend to people like 15 to 18 minutes on the tray if you want it a little crispier.
Yep.
It'll easily slide off there for another 2 minutes, and that's how you can kind of dial in your crispiness.
Yeah. I always kind of look at the bottom when I get a pizza because I want to see a little bit of that scorchness.
Yep. Yes, color is flavor.
Isn't it, though?
That's the tasty part.
And that's the thing is, though, too. Okay, so Jim was talking. He wants to try that, but you want to do what with the hardwood?
Oh, I have a gas grill, so I'm going to put in wood chips.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. So.
Yeah, so that's the way we do smoked chicken, right? Because I don't have a smoker, although I should get one because they're not. But anyway, I don't have a smoker. My brother does. Oh, you got to get one. But if you put wood chips with some water in there, that will create that same smell that you're getting off the charcoal. So, and that's very inexpensive. I'm gonna ask
you
too.
So when you do that, when you get that going, do you keep the lid on to keep all the smoke in?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Because if you're...
Yeah. So that's what you're doing, right, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what also helps to melt the cheese.
Right.
You know,
if you're looking, it ain't cooking.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
What? Hey, Todd.
Did your dad ever?
Todd.
What?
I'd like a little cinnamon roll.
You want me to bring you a cinnamon roll?
That would be kind of nice.
She said with coffee, which I'm going to get that drink.
I mean, a piece of cinnamon roll? So tell us about Todd. I'm doing it for our clients.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing it for them. Again, I do everything for the people.
But, Daddy, just tell us about online, ours, website, just so we can order.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have an app, or you can go to our website, popmurphys.com, place your order.
Okay.
You can give the stores, any store, a telephone call and go ahead and place your order, or you can come right in and place your order with one of our wonderful staff members.
Look at this.
We also run multiple specials. On Tuesday, we have our large pizzas are $10.99 and our families are $13.99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you can create your own. And it's really fun to see the different recipes and combinations that the guests come up with. And then, like Father's Day, for example, we do a special promotion. Dads love pizzas along with grandpas. So we will have a special promo going for that.
This is horrible.
Absolutely. It's a breakfast. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. Tell us again what this is.
So this is going to be our cinnamon meal. This is going to be our dessert option. It's got a cinnamon butter spread, and then it has a granola brown sugar crisp that goes on the top. I went ahead and braided the crust for you guys this morning to give you a little bit more of that flavor from the grill. There are multiple options available online that people create their own items with our pizzas. They take them home and
this crust is perfect. You see what I mean about that scorch underneath?
Wonderful. Yep.
That's perfect.
Excellent.
When we buy that, that comes with the butter?
Yep, that comes with the butter.
Wow. Okay, cool.
And then we also
buy it
have...
just for the butter, just so you know. It'll come, just get the butter.
Extra cup's only 50 cents.
We have all right. Spreads. We have lots of
the owner.
I'm going to use this butter on my face.
Yeah, okay.
Just so good.
Yes.
That smells great. Yeah, good.
You got to try it. Here, seriously, try it.
Do you have, this is cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have other varieties or cinnamon?
Cinnamon is primarily our staple right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get lucky and we'll run a special limited time only option. But right now we're focusing on our limited time only as a pizza option. We have our summer selects available right now. And it's a great deal. They're only $8.99. And there's a couple options that you can choose from. And it's just great for the summer options, not only for adults, but kids. Kids in high school, you got any young boys? Right. I mean, their friends are coming over. Grab up a pizza.
Everybody loves pizza, right? And when the kids come over, it's pizza, pizza, pizza.
But I can't imagine. Okay, you get up, you're camping someplace, you get out of the tent or whatever.
Yeah.
Mama or whomever has this cooking on the grill.
Mama.
And you walk out of, how great would this be to have a
pause with the banjo?
Yes. What did I say wrong?
Mama. Mama's there. She's cooking, and I said, pause with the banjo. So anyway, I just thought.
Ignore him.
Into it. Yes, please.
This is delicious. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Wonderful. No, it's good stuff.
Well, thanks for coming in and treating us and just having some fun with us this morning.
Yeah.
They were here last night, too, so they did double duty for us.
Oh, you did Pete?
Yeah.
We slept in the studio.
Did you?
All right. Yeah.
Pulling the night shift.
Yep. They may or may not have had a couple of spotted hanging out someplace. I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having us. Happy. It was wonderful meeting everyone.
Jim was bringing up something before we left outside about what you guys do for the community.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. That's the priority for you guys.
I mean, people know, but those who don't know need to know.
Yeah, we do some fundraising nights at individual stores. Yep. We have a email you can email into if you're a group, a church, a school, right. You know, a sports team that wants to raise money. So that's pmwisconsin@gmail.com. If you ever want to send an email there, we'll return it and get back to you. And then we also do some pizza sales where we've raised $2,000-$3,000 for some causes that that people give. We give them the sell sheet. They can go sell, and they make certain dollars per pizza. And, yeah, we've raised a lot of money for a lot of
people. Right. What a great asset to the entire community.
Check all the boxes. That's awesome.
You guys are the absolute best. Nikki and Danny Bame, Green Bay Papa Murphy. You got to check it out, folks. It's truly fantastic. Yeah. Thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We come back. Daddy D Productions live music series with Dennis from the Glam Band and American Honey. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter, Maya, has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education, child care, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day, finally beginning last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night, and we will have more on their proposal later today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care.
This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. WISS is where you'll find your Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cardinals at 6:35 tonight. What a fun show we have had today.
Wow.
Oh, man. Papa Murphy's, thank you so very much for your amazing stuff you brought in. And now we are so proud to present our brand new sponsor of our favorite segment of the entire week, the live music series brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
Hey. Love these guys.
No, it's just Daddy D Productions.
Not anymore.
So, you
on
know,
this
I'm going to have to change
it's
it.
Big Daddy D.
You never know what you're going to get out there. Well,
Shelly likes it.
High fives.
Dennis Pitters of the Glam Band. How you doing, brother?
I've been. Ask around.
I'll tell you what. I heard you guys at the Sardine Can the other day from upstairs our studio here. You guys were rocking that joint.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Joints need rock, too.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been busy. It's just getting crazy. 12 shows this month, and just trying to keep everybody moving.
Absolutely. Well, this is so great. So, Daddy D Productions, you guys are finishing up. Shelly, talk to us here. We've talked. How mad were you at me last week when I pointed out something about your
really
husband?
I laughed really hard. I can't believe I was up early enough to
lot.
Even
Don't
see
worry
it.
About it. How dare you?
I was really proud. Really proud.
Now, if people weren't tuned in, I'm the dum-dum that had my shirt on inside out because
inside
I
out.
Dressed in the dark.
Barely right? noticed it.
And
barely
well, they noticed wouldn't it. Have noticed it if right. you didn't say anything, John.
Exactly. John was, right. John exactly. was the compassionate host who pointed it out.
Oh, man.
Just when I forgot. For the rest know? Of the show.
Okay, can I just say something? Dennis was over there and he was going, look at his shirt. Look at his shirt. I'm like, what, Dennis? What? And he's like, it's inside out.
Well,
inside
then he blamed out. It on me.
Dennis blamed it on you, too.
I know, because he didn't want to wake me up.
Yeah, yeah, I think
you're
watching over the
how
thing.
It is for me. Yeah. Everything gets blamed day, on really. Todd. Now you're in that
I'm
category.
I'm pretty sure I was in bed listening that day.
I think so.
Dennis, I never let facts stand in the way of a good story.
That's right.
Just so you know that.
Just so you know, facts ran out kind of like in the 90s.
Daddy D with American Honey. So you guys, okay, talk about the difference between... Or is it what you're doing at the Riverside? And your last show is what, tonight?
Tonight, yeah. We're doing the old-time rock and roll show. That's with our Daddy D Productions group. That's the big group. We've got a full band. We've got four vocalists, all kinds of production.
Kevin.
Kevin Van Ness is with us. Alicia Michelle plays the violin. All kinds of amazing folks.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen you, but you really bring the energy to that room. I mean, that's... Yeah, you're pointing to him.
Well, you're a big part of it, too.
I'm there, too. Yes.
But yeah, we talk, Daddy, about Green Bay has got some great companies and what they give back, but you're one of those. I mean, we wouldn't call you a company, but you just do a lot for
Iconic.
Green Bay.
Iconic.
Well,
you do
everything 19 you do years.
Yeah, it has. Right?
19 years we've been doing this. Yep. I can't believe it. Since we were how old, babe?
Seven.
Yeah. Seven.
Well, you guys went to school together, right?
Yeah, we did.
St. Norbert College, baby.
Hey, there you go.
You were college at 7 years old?
Tonight is military night for the Green Bay Blizzard.
I saw that.
Both you and you, both veterans, thank you for that.
Hey, man.
Hey, well, by the way, we're going to be there. My lovely spouse and I will be at the game tonight.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's a good time.
Army guy.
Hua.
Yeah. So we enjoy every one of our shows, no matter where we are or where we go, we like to introduce the veterans.
Right.
Yeah. And I will tell you, it's because it's a tradition, it gets lost on me a, every and when it starts to, somebody comes up and says what a big deal it is to them. And then it brings you back like, oh, this is really a good idea to do it.
I'll tell you, the audience loves it.
Yeah. You both raised your right hand, said you're ready, willing, and able to put your life on the line for our country. Yeah. No matter what happens after that, it's out of your control. But you had the courage to raise that right hand, and that means everything.
Yeah. I was going to say, let me count the ways, it's out of our control.
No.
No, indeed. That's a fact.
Despite the promises of a recruiter, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I went down to the MEP Center, and I was going to be a newscaster.
Me too.
And the guy switched me. He goes, wouldn't your parents rather have an engineer? And he signed me up to be a demolitions engineer. What a weasel.
Oh, I don't know. I think finding landmines is a pretty good thing. That what my sister.
I mean.
Dennis, introduce these people.
They're going to send me overseas to be a behind-the-lines radar guy, sending up radar communications behind enemy lines. That's what they were going to do to me. Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you're smart enough. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, and we got our smaller group, American Honey. There's four of us. Shelly, myself, Tony Pesavento, and Alicia Michelle. Sometimes we go as three, but a lot of times as four as well. Because the summers, a lot of people aren't going to pay for a ticket to sit inside. We kind of go around to places with the four of us and play a lot of, you know, more intimate venues and all that kind of stuff. Got a
intimate,
bunch of stuff.
That's where the love is.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us today?
We're going to do a little Johnny Cash this morning.
Oh, I would love him.
Why wouldn't we, huh?
Amen.
Do you want me to chime in or no? Shelly?
Yep.
You want me to take your part?
Okay,
you sing in your head.
Daddy sang bass.
I hear the train coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't see the sunshine.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Time keeps dragging on. And I hear that whistle blowing on down the ceiling going. When I was just a baby, Mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Shiloh just to watch him die. Shot him twice. And I hear the whistle blow and I hang my head and cry. Yeah? Hey! Cause
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert pavement, breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
You know, one, two. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manitowoc, Lapalona, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Took, Baron, Krillin, Potato, I'm Killer.
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Trouble I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Now, you want to send out a verse to all the folks in the great state of Wisconsin? If the city that you're from isn't in this song, doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means it doesn't rhyme with anything. We're starting Appleton. You know, one, two. Been to Appleton, Shiocton, Tigerton, Brighton, Monroe, Oshkosh, Madison, Waukesha, Wausau, Ottawa, Brown Deer, Woodville, Thiens, Sockville, and Deep Pier, Green Lake, Rice Lake, Shawnee Lake, Sister Bay, Green Bay, Yatter Hay.
I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert bear, man. Breathe that mountain air, man. Travel out had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Minot and Mayor in the morning.
That was awesome.
That is good. That is that. Yeah. That
How
is
long
so
did
you.
It take you to get all the ones down?
I would love to tell you it took a long time, but some of the stuff comes. That was a quick one for whatever reason. Well, I grew up in Howard, so I kind of knew all of those
there
places
you go.
There.
That's right. Fantastic.
I was waiting to see how you'd find a way to fit Economowoc in
Economowoc,
there.
Economowoc, yeah.
I do want to say that that's emblematic of your shows. They are local. I think part of the reason that you guys were born and raised here, but secondly, you just love this community. You can tell when you're up there.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we try and implement local things, but not too local, because you never know
who's
out
coming,
there.
Right.
In fact, we did a show for the American Legion, and this is about two years ago, and it was the local show, and then there was somebody in the audience, and they're like, hey, do you guys travel? And I'm like, yeah, we'll travel. They're like, well, we have the Midwest Convention, and we'd like to bring your group to the Midwest Convention. Might be in Minnesota, it might be in Iowa, it might be in Illinois, and she might be in Wisconsin. And I said, okay, we had the day open. They're like, good, I'll call you in a week. They call back. They're like, hey, good news. They planned it. It's in Wisconsin. at Oneida Bingo and Casino. Wow. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, which was great. And we had about 500-600 people at this thing. We do the show, and I get off the stage, and the person stops me, and they're like, hey, do you guys travel? And I'm like, yeah, where are we going? Like, Krakow or whatever, you know? And they said, no, a little further than that. You give me your phone number. I'm going to text you. There's a committee. You tell them what they tell you. I'll tell you what they tell me, and we'll make this happen. Here, it was the national president of the American Legion. They flew us out to Charlotte, North Carolina, the whole group, and we performed for all of them there in Charlotte. So we're the entertainment for the national convention.
You're not by any chance doing the Wisconsin convention this year, are you?
We are. We're doing the Midwest convention this year, yeah.
You know
we
who the featured speaker is?
Who's that? The mayor?
Tell him, Shelley.
It's Mino.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll save us a seat.
Absolutely.
We'll
come that'll be fun.
Awesome. And listen, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that to brag. We're not saying that to brag. I'm just very proud that we can do
absolutely
a mom and pop Wisconsin type of thing that can travel nationwide and people dig it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Wrote a song about it.
Yeah, right?
Dennis, there's something special. Okay, so obviously you have the glam band, and then you have your acoustic group almost exactly along the same lines with them. Sometimes it's nice to break away and do something a little bit more, what's the best way of putting it? Not personal, but more
indeed.
You know what I mean?
It's a different approach altogether. Different brain cells are being used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you guys enjoy more?
Well, you know, at this point, you got to ask me on what night.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. My wife never ages. But sometimes when we do the smaller group show, you'll have people who have no idea who you are. They didn't pay to buy a ticket there. They're not just coming to see you. And if they still turn around at the bar stools and clap, then you should still be doing it. And if they don't, then maybe it's time to think about, you know.
Man, don't think about it too hard, man. Maybe the conversation's pretty heavy.
Maybe that advice goes for radio hosts too.
I'm just saying. Oh, how dare you, sir?
Yeah. Wow. Derek, who? Why Shelley? Are you talking about Schwabba that way?
Who writes your shows? And then, how much time do you spend doing that? They're different.
That's
this
guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, that's a good.
He actually, you know, sometimes it'll be new material at rehearsal that we have no idea it's coming. He wrote a parody on song from Get Back, and it is about his grandpa Jojo.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who clucks like a chicken.
Yeah,
and you guys would not believe how funny it is.
It was really dumb. We also I like to do a parody, like if Elmer Fudd was really cast as Danny Zuko in Grease, you know, Wabbit season had me a blast. It was fun, you know.
Is it more okay when you guys, like Dennis, when you do your little acoustic ensemble, and you guys, is this more of the real you versus the characters you play in the bigger events? Is this more of the real you coming out?
Yeah, I think so, huh?
Yeah.
And it's the music that we pick that we can do of all the genres.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I think when in this element, you're actually digging deeper into yourself. You're actually finding more of really who you are on the fly.
That's what I mean, yep.
You know, and it's a real present. It's, you know, our drill sergeants would always say, situational awareness will keep you alive on the battlefield. And I also want to say, and on stage.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to it. It's an incredible alertness. As you're doing this, you're trying to entertain, and something comes up on the fly, and you figure out something different, something new comes out of your mouth you never thought of, never would have thought of, comes out. Maybe sometimes people laugh, maybe they won't, but you'll have.
They do. They do. I was just looking at my phone, but I pictures when you were that Elmer Fudd thing with I have pictures of that, and that was hilarious.
We're gonna set our break, but I gotta tell you one thing that blew me away. What you did one night, Shelley, I was backstage with you guys at the Meyer years ago, and you did the Lucille Ball thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that was incredible.
Nice.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
We can't get rid of that bit.
Yeah.
Don't. It's unbelievable. We get started a quick break. Back with more Big Daddy D Productions, our live music series from Mind on the Mayor and American Honey. Back after this.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Are you ready for some original funk, rock, and reggae? Well, if you're not, then it's time to start getting ready. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And speaking of Area 509, join them this Saturday from 6 till 10 to listen to Luminati as they return to their outdoor stage. So enjoy great music, delicious Caribbean food, and cold drinks. This Saturday, 6 to 9, head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cold, that's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still
it'll be friends.
Shot at the webbing, I missed holy cow. Hunting dreams with it seems, but those webbing. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Why I love this segment so much right fun. There.
We Dennis, will, we mean it.
Dennis Peters, take it away with our people, American Honey, Shelly and Darren Johnson. Brought to you by Big Daddy D Productions.
So you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yes.
At the lovely Riverside Theater.
It is.
The legendary Riverside Theater.
And Daddy D Productions, if you want to check out our website, it's at daddyds.com, daddyds.com, or you can call 920-371-2250. And tonight's the last night of the big run. So I think we've got it learned. Tonight, yeah, most good. Of the songs we've got.
So Daddy, I'm looking at your Facebook page, Daddy D Productions, yeah. And... Right on the very top, there's the phone number. So just go to the Facebook page.
Yep.
And if you can't remember the phone number, don't have the pen, ink, or the fax machine to write the phone number down. Just the
who's working the phone?
That's me.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your mom do that for a while?
You know what's funny?
She was great.
Well, I would transfer the phone because we were it. I mean, we're truly a mom and pop business. Yeah. It's Shelly and I. Well, now with the way things are, so many more people order online. So that helps a bunch. But we'll have people, and I call, they leave a message, I give them a shout back. But yeah, we were at the point where mom was helping out. My mom's 88 now.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so she deserves
the right table. She was awesome. Yes, fantastic. Loved her.
Anyway, remember when Telsec was a big thing back in the day? What did you should have Telsec or something like that doing something.
I don't. Well, you know, I like to talk to people.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I like to be.
But you're a busy guy.
Folks.
You know, mom and pop organizations.
So you
called
Darren. You want 4 tickets. Next thing you know, you got 12 tickets.
Yeah, upselling everybody.
That's it.
You want some fries with that?
Dinner show. Wait a minute. We got to read this. Todd, special medical alert here, right?
That's right.
Do we have music?
You want more music?
Well, I mean, it's a medical thing. I mean, it's helping.
Perfect. That was perfect. Whoever's doing that, go for it.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special medical alert here. Not that we need to give John any more ammo, but you can let John know that there is some validity to the pickle juice theory. It has been used in athletics for quite some time. I think there is a back order on it right now. Maybe next year at the Bell and Run. Rollin Schmidt. Bellin.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, pretty mama. Oh,
thank you, mama.
Oh yeah, baby.
We got about 4 minutes left, so maybe you get another song, and then we can wrap up with some more details on shows and stuff.
Yeah, all right. Upcoming shows. What's cooking?
If you haven't seen our the big group Daddy D Productions, we are doing a freebie show.
What? It's
fantastic.
Where?
We are going to be at the Howard Commons.
Oh, when?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Howard Commons. What day, babe?
July 26th.
July 26th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 6. They got food trucks, all kind of stuff. So if you're like, hey, man, I don't want to spend any money and see what's going on this, come on out for free.
And that's a nice place.
Yeah.
Food trucks. Put a lot of money
you guys are
into
just
that.
There, weren't you, Dennis?
We'll be there on the 20th coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In a week and a half.
And then we have some other American Honey dates coming up. I know on Father's Day, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and read some of them. I know for Father's Day, we're going to be at Jackson Point in Seymour. And then what else do we have going on?
Tuesday, June 17th, we'll be at Voyager Park in De Pere
from
5:30 to 8.
At their pavilion.
Yeah, another new place. Good investment.
So you're doing a Door County Buffet, Wine, and Music Bus Tour?
Yeah.
Sunday, August 24th. That looks cool.
We do some tours. We're going to put some people on a bus. They leave from like St. Mark Ministries in De Pere because they can park in the parking lot. We take them out to Sonny's Pizza. They have some pizza. And then they come and see us at the Simon Creek Winery, make a day of it, jump back on the bus, and head back. So all kinds of stuff out there. Just check. Go ahead and check it out.
All right, let's wrap this up. What do you want? Let's try this again. I'm rewinding right now. Let's wrap this up this weekend. And what would you like to conclude this song with?
Shelly sing a little problem here.
I left a good job in the city, working for a man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
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 rolling on a river,
rolling on a river,
rolling,
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 rolling on a river. A river,
do 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 do.
Woo! Hey! Ooh. I cleaned a lot of plays in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, set the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
River.
Rolling,
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 rolling on a river.
Rolling on a river.
A river. Do, 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 do.
Bring it home.
Yeah.
Hey.
Love it, love it, love it. That's like my all-time favorite song. That's the one thing I could do. I do the rolling.
That was nice, man.
Rolling.
You were
bringing
like,
you on the road with us.
Yeah.
No, I am Ike.
You were like the pickle juice cure.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for sponsoring our great segment here. Shelly and Darren Johnson, American Honey, Big Daddy D Productions, Dennis Peters, Glam Band, you're awesome.
Thanks for letting me play with
you
guys.
Where are you guys tonight?
We are off this weekend.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for a phenomenal week. Hope you have fun at the Bellin tomorrow. I'll be running, of course. Have a great Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The world waiting to see what happens next following Israel's strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top generals. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel had no choice but to act, calling Iran's nuclear program, quote, a clear and present danger.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Iran launching more than 100 drones towards Israel. The IDF saying it has intercepted those drones before reaching Israeli airspace. Israel's defense minister declaring a state of emergency, calling up tens of thousands of troops. Concerns now that the operation overnight could increase chances of all-out war between the countries and expand into a regional conflict.
The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and chief of staff of Iran's armed forces both killed. President Trump saying he's hoping for a diplomatic solution to the conflict. Tehran walking away from nuclear talks. This is ABC News. You can all-